Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1471, recorded Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. Tiny Inflation Port. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy with free step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to ifixit.com/twit and enter the code GizWiz at checkout. And by NatureBox, you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like dark coca nom noms. To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Today we got hang-o clock grills and inflatable tablets, all on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello and welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dickie D. Bartolo. How you doing?
Good, how you doing? I'm doing good, sir. And you?
I'm doing great. Today's been a really fun day.
And why is that?
I got to sleep in a little bit. I started off with, I woke right up and there were Skype messages from friends who wanted to play like a 30-minute Minecraft game. So we played some Minecraft and then I did the Twig Jock, came into work. It's been a great, we had a great this week in Google and had some great meetings and now we're here for the GizWiz. So nothing could be better.
Yeah. What a lucky day. What a lucky guy. And
so
now
fun.
Let's see what he's won. Johnny, tell him.
What's behind door number two?
Yes, I want to know what's behind Chad's curtain.
Yeah.
But I guess we have to wait a minute or two.
We have a fancy, crappy corner today. We have props and
I know. Well, Jeff Needles now has officially joined the crew there. So
he has. He's actually sitting here in studio. Jeff is now
He will be there 24/7. Mm-hmm. I believe that I would say 5 weeks you'll be out and he'll be hosting the show.
Absolutely. When you say 24/7, it's quite literal. We've gotten one of those Japanese sleep pods. And
yes.
He just hangs out here all the time.
Yeah.
It's like
a whole
little ecosystem for Jeff. Yeah. We really love having him on the show. He helps out with every single show. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I assume he's also helping us get stuff, right?
Or
you get.
Yeah.
I thought you're what the viewers and listeners picked for the theme for the month might be difficult. Every gadget that you do in June is going to be something that can be inflated.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I assume with Jeff.
Like my ego, Jeff's ego.
Yeah.
We have a plethora of egos in this next month that will be inflated on the show.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he's definitely helped with that. We've actually, him being in studio is a huge help because we've actually picked out all of the things that we want. And it's hard because now that we don't have Leo's budget, now with all the price cuts and the horrible economy. No, I'm kidding. We can reach out to companies directly and get products in that we wouldn't have gotten without Jeff. So he's a huge, huge help with the show.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. And in that case, I expect he'll be driving a 2015 something or other to the studio in a matter.
Yeah, we're going to be reviewing the next, Mercedes, the 2015 yeah. Mercedes on the show coming up.
The inflatable
yep.
Mercedes.
Yeah, I think that it has the inflatable tires.
And the airbags.
And the airbag. So we'll be testing both of those on the show. Yeah.
Nice try.
Yep. Yep. That's what Jeff Inn brings to the show. So
well, I have nothing inflatable, but
that's good.
It's kind of interesting. June and July, for the media, there are many June and July holiday events.
Oh, big time.
Yes, and some of them are really ridiculous. I've been to not so far this year, but you go in and Santa Claus is there, and there's snow on the floor, and basically they're really held for probably three magazines, the big thick glossy magazines that put together holiday gift giving guides. They need to know what's going to go in the guides really early in the season, because they start putting them together late August, early September. So I went to my first holiday event yesterday at the Hilton.
Wow.
And it was called the Hot Housewares Holiday Press Event.
The Hot Housewares.
The Hot Housewares Holiday Event.
Normally you associate the holidays with winter. This is the hot summer.
Well, I think they were doing hot as
right.
Hot gadgets.
As in like,
for,
yeah, really wanted.
Yeah, yeah, what you might want to give for Christmas.
Right. You thought Michael's was putting up the holiday decorations quickly. We're here in June and...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a Michael's store in Petaluma?
Yeah, we have Michael's, and I forget if we have like Hobby Lobby I know that we have a Hobby Town, and there's one other craft store. But also, I mean, you know, all the Kmart will start setting up holiday stuff pretty quickly. We don't have a Walmart.
I didn't even know about Michael's until one opened in Manhattan, and Dennis said, go, you'll like it. And they're great fun.
You can get all the fake flowers you want at
yes.
Michael's.
And fake Christmas trees.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that's great.
And actually for my trains, during the holidays, they actually carry their own line of porcelain village buildings and people and fences. And I've actually bought stuff there to put out in the backyard, and made my own little railroad town from crap I found at Michael's.
That's great. Now, when you mentioned the magazines, is that still a huge – is that industry magazines
it's very interesting. I don't know how long magazines are going to still be publishing big issues. You know, Mad does do a digital version on the iPad only, but we still publish a paper edition, but now it's bi-monthly. A lot of magazines are going bi-monthly, and like every other month you read about some small magazine that's just going to the web, period.
Right.
So
I wonder if they've figured out a way to make these events self-sustaining, that the cost of the booth and the venue and outweighs everything. And that's
I think what it is that, like, for example, I'm doing gadgets for this show, even though I'm not going to wait for a holiday.
Right.
And even on World News Now, usually early September, every year we just do the ridiculously early holiday gift giving guide, just because, you know, with television and podcasts, you need about 15 minutes notice to talk about a new gadget.
Yeah.
I think the magazines is because a lot of those magazines, almost the entire magazine, page after page is gifts for mom under $50. They really take a lot of putting together.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So not quite the thought we put into this show, but.
Mm-mm. No. We went through and went, what do you have? And will show it.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
All right. So from the Hot Housewares Holiday Show, and I think they had it at the Hilton so that they could have another H, the Hilton Hot Housewares Holiday Press Event, was a company. Do you know Beadle Clocks?
No.
Do you know that name?
No.
Okay, I've done them on the Gizwiz a few times with Leah. I've done them on ABC News. And I like their stuff a lot. And they're introducing something brand new. So I'll show you the video. And this is probably the first time anybody will see their newest gadget because I did a web search. And it is nowhere yet. Wow. So let's run this little video.
You're a fan of the Gizwiz. You've watched the show Water Clocks from Beedle. We have shown this little guy, the teardrop clock. We showed this water clock. We showed that water clock. This one I think we showed on World News Now on ABC. And we're here with...
Hi, I'm Mark Beedle.
Oh, Mark Beedle. Wow. Okay. You're the inventor?
The designer, yes.
The designer? Okay, and Mark, I'm intrigued by something I'm seeing right here. So tell me about these.
Yes, this is our new introduction, the Beedle Water Watch. It's a watch that's powered by water.
Never needs
batteries. You just fill it with a little bit of water, and inside the tank, the ions create the power to power the watch.
And how much water does it take, and how long will the watch run before you have to refill it?
It takes only a couple ounces of water, and it runs for about a month before you just easily change the water.
And Mark, there's no battery backup on any of these clocks. Is there a battery backup?
No batteries, no electric, nothing, just water.
That is amazing. Now, is there just the single time phase? There's no alarm function, nothing else, just straight time?
For the watch, right now, it's just, yes, just time. But on our other clocks, the digital clocks, they do have alarm functions.
I thought I remember talking about an alarm clock. And tell me about this big guy here. You can hold it up for the camera.
Yes, we have a new wall clock that's powered by water. And just fill it with, this actually takes probably about maybe 10 cups of water or something like that.
And then how long would that run for?
Oh, this will run for about a year before you change the water. And to show you, it's being powered by water. If I remove the back, which is where you change the time, you can see there's no batteries in it. It's connected to an electronic mechanism that's being powered by the water.
That is really neat. And, Mark, we haven't talked prices yet, so tell me how much the kitchen clock is and then the watch.
The wall clock is $89.
And available now?
Available now, yes. And the watch is a reasonable $16.
And when is the watch coming?
The watch will be available in 60 days.
Okay, and on your website or in stores?
First on the website, and at the same time, it will be in stores, but I can't tell you which stores you can be able to purchase the watch.
Okay, is it Beedol.com or?
It's Beedol.com. Simple to remember, just like the brand name for the clocks.
And just like your last name.
Just like my last name.
Right. This is really great. Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with Water Clocks here at the Housewares Show.
That is so cool. I had not.
They're great fun. I had one for about a year, and I finally gave it to someone and said, oh, I can't believe that works like that. They're really neat. I do believe the clocks have a little memory chip so that when you fill it with water, when the water's almost out, and fill it with water, it still has the correct time.
Wow.
But there's no... Talk about going green. This is a really easy way to go green. And now the line, he has a lot of clocks.
Yeah.
And as he mentioned, they even have a water-powered alarm clock.
And so this pulls the ions from the water to create a small... trickle of current?
A trickle of current enough to power the clock. I was surprised when he told me that there was a version that had an alarm in it. Yeah. Wow. You just open the top and you pour in a cup of water. Oh, you're doing the little demo there. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That is so very intriguing.
It extracts the electrodes.
And $16 for a arm watch.
The little watch is cute, and I believe on Amazon, I think they started at about $9.99, So it's a great gift for a kid. You want to give a kid something unusual. The water-powered clock is pretty neat.
That is very, very neat. Very cool. And so small. Like, I can't believe that the technology.
Yeah, I was amazed too. I was amazed
shrunk too. It so it's, much. Well, that is kind really of neat. I've never heard of Bedal. So
Bedal. Bedal. Yeah.
Very, very neat. I love that first gadget. That's very cool.
Well, the second gadget is there are certain things that people keep reinventing. Like at the boat show, every boat show, there are three people who invent a new way to anchor a boat.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to the hardware show or houseware show, there's always five people with a new way to either find studs in the wall or hang photos. Okay.
Right.
So I met a very, very pleasant lady who has now invented Hang-O-Matic.
Ooh. Okay.
It almost sounds like an old Jackie Gleason sketch, doesn't it? You know, Hang-O-Matic.
It will hang everything twice as fast with the Hang-O-Matic.
Yes, exactly. You'll, exactly.
Yes.
So Hang-O-Matic, well, first of all, it is the smallest of the way to hang portraits or pictures or posters that I have seen. A lot of times, a few years ago, I forgot what the name of it was, but it was an easy way to hang pictures. But the device itself was very unwieldy, and I don't know where you stored it between using it. So anyway, the little Hang-O-Matic is just about 8 inches long. It has a slide-out tape measure. I asked the woman to tell me some of the differences between her device and the ones we've seen in the past. And she said other picture hangers, they just give you 18 inches area in which to hang the photo. And hers has a 6-foot tape measure so that you can center the pictures in a much larger area. So basically, what you do is you put the picture down on the table and then you bring the tape measure out so that the tape measure is exactly where the hangers for the picture are. And then you slide these two little devices on that have sharp little teeth, and you slide them to the width of where the hangers are. Then you bring that up to the wall. Then the Hang-O-Matic has its own little bubble level in it. So you use the tape measure to get the distance between the two walls so it's dead center. Then you balance, you get the bubble in the bubble magic. You know,
yeah, there's a little
Josh,
video.
Can you find that little 1 minute? There's a little 55-second video. There you go.
Mirrors, shelves,
that'll,
TVs.
That'll be easier.
How frustrating it can be to make sure measurements are perfect the first time. Are you tired of spending too much time struggling with measuring? Only to end
I've
up
always
with
loved these demos.
Holes and crooked results? Stop making extra holes in your walls. Stop guessing where to place the nail or screw. Don't ever buy another complicated tape measure or expensive laser level. Introducing the Hang-O-Matic. Step 1. Align the two pointers of the Hang-O-Matic with the two anchor points of the back of the item you wish to hang. Step 2. Choose a location to hang your item on the wall. Level the Hang-O-Matic at your chosen height and firmly press both ends to mark the two anchor points on your wall. Step 3. Use nails, screws, or hangers to mount the object on the wall. And that's it. You're done. The Hang-O-Matic makes easy to hang anything on the wall evenly apart and perfectly level. Just 1, 2, 3, and the hanging is easy.
That's pretty cool. That's interesting.
Not bad. Yeah.
And
it's $20, including shipping in the U.S., so it's probably the most reasonable device that I know. Hang-O-Matic.
Does it have a stud finder?
It does not have a stud finder. No, you have to find your own stud.
And if you order now, in the next 20 minutes, you'll get a second. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. Just pay separate shipping and handling. That will more than triple the shipping and handling.
It measures. It levels. It pokes holes in your wall. Oh, with the Hang-O-Matic. Yes, that's
pictures in the demonstration are not included in the price of the Hang-O-Matic.
Now let's listen to this testimonial of so-and-so. This is interesting. I'm worried because it's a kind of a thing that only happens when you move, like once. Like, I'm not hanging stuff all the time.
No, yes. Know.
But at $20, it'll also work as a measuring tape. And it's probably the most compact that it could be. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
No, it's not bad. And as you said, the price is good, and the little bubble thing is good for leveling other devices too.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're doing it in a dorm, you don't want this. You want what we talked about weeks ago.
The glue dots.
Glue dots are removable when you get thrown out of college, as Jeff Needles did, or when you're... I think Jeff Needles did get a diploma.
I think he got some piece of paper. Might have been paper.
Well, no, he got a diploma because he was here. He was Chat Room Celebrity of the Week Live. And he said, can I print my diploma on your printer?
And the brother printer said, on the little sticky printer.
Yeah. And we decided what he should be. He showed me a list. He said, you know, what do you think I should be?
Right.
I think he took Chief of Engineering of All Time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Could be Chief Meddler.
Meddler. Could be perfect. Right. Could be perfect.
Right. That's really great. So we still have one more of Dickie D's gadgets. We have My Crappy Corner coming up next. But
ooh,
first.
Inflatable.
The first of the month, the first inflatable gadget. But first, we have to thank iFixit. iFixit is the first sponsor that we have for this episode. And you know iFixit. They're the people who do the great repair guides and teardowns online. And they have so much more. Not only do they have repair guides for almost everything that you could possibly need to repair, from your electronics, like your smartphone, tablet, or game console, to even like home appliances, to clothing, to even your bike if you need to repair that. You can see they have car and truck repair right there on the front page. They also have inside of these repair guides, these are foolproof instructions on how to fix all of your stuff. So if you've, say, shattered your iPhone screen and need to repair it, or your game console has a red ring of death, you can learn how to fix it there. But if you are fixing your stuff, you need to have the right tools, and iFixit has you covered there as well. Their tool and parts shop is wonderful, and I have two of their products to kind of highlight. First is the ProTec screwdriver set, which this is the little box that it comes in.
Ooh.
It has a canvas bag, super easy to throw into your backpack, to travel with, to keep at your desk, to make sure everything is all in one place. It easily unfolds, and you have, look at this, a 15-set screwdriver set with basically all of the drivers that you will need to repair whatever electronic. And inside of it, you can see the different colors. Each of these different colors corresponds to a different type of screwdriver head. So this one is a star. You can sort of see that. That one's a star. This is your flat head. So your normal flathead screwdriver, I believe. Here's the Phillips head, the kind of the plus symbol. You have your Torx and Torx security bits. So this one has that little hole in the middle. So it is one of the security torque drivers. And isn't this really great? And this easily folds up.
Well, what's the red one?
The red one is your tri-tip. This is for getting it like Happy Meals and stuff. This is your. It has three little prongs instead of just that one line or the two lines. It has a three. Three bit. Ooh. Anyway, this is I absolutely love this. It's perfect, perfect fit for your hand. The top of the driver swivels. It's just a really professional feeling and great kit. And on top of that, we have this magnetic project mat. This Leo actually saw them use for one of the teardowns that they did live on our show, and he just fell in love with it. The idea is very simple. There's two things built into this really nicely functioning mat. First is that it's a place to put all of your little screws and pieces that you pull off of a phone. And it's magnetic. So if I drop this paperclip on it, you can easily see that it will keep those little screws and things from flying all around, even if the table gets bumped. On top of that, it is a little dry erase board. So you are given a pen that you can easily write on. So I could say, look, this is the paper clip, and put it right there, and it won't move around. which is really, really great. And then whenever I'm finished with any of these cells, the pin that they give you flips over and you have a little eraser so I can erase what is in that and move on for my next project. Isn't this really great? This is the magnetic project mat. Absolutely love this. The mat is only $20, and the ProTech screwdriver set is $60, $59.95. And if you would like to get a little bit off, $10 off your purchase, your first purchase of $50 or more, you can go to ifixit.com/twit, and you can check out their step-by-step repair guides. You can see the tools and parts that you might need. And if you enter the code GizWiz at checkout, you'll receive that $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. That's ifixit.com/twit to learn more. And when you check out, use offer code GizWiz, and they'll know that we sent you there, and you will get $10 off a purchase of $50 or more, which is fantastic. And I highly, highly suggest both of these kits. So thank you so much, iFixit, for supporting this episode of the GizWiz.
Oh, Chad, where is the paperclip?
The paperclip to buy that? Where can you purchase?
No, where is it? Oh, there it is.
It's right here.
I didn't know where you put it.
No.
Oh, okay.
I like to keep it with the mat so I can demonstrate its magnetic properties. And, I mean, it's a really I just love this thing. And it's just it's one of those products that when you pick up. I've picked up other magnetic mats before, and I've, you know, or mouse pads or any of those. And you just can feel that this is just really great quality and something that's just kind of nice to show off and, you know, make your other tech friends jealous of, like, hey, look, when I take apart stuff, I have this really cool gadget. It's just really, really neat. I absolutely love it. So thanks, iFixit. So moving on to the third gadget.
Moving on, it is yet another gadget that this one's going to be out the end of June, and it's from a name we all know, a name we've all probably made fun of over the years. So back to the hot holiday houseware preview and see another new gadget.
Dicky Bartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz at the Housewares Hot Housewares Hoopla at the Hilton. All the H's. I'm walking by here and I see Ronco and I see Mark here. Is this the same Ronco from Pocket Fisherman?
Pocket Fisherman, the rotisserie, the pasta maker, the smokeless ashtray.
Wow.
I can keep going.
Well, you know what?
Ronco.
We have like a techie audience, and they know how to make it so that your dog can ring your doorbell.
Right.
But they probably don't know a lot about cooking. So you're telling me that this is a real easy way to
Ron
do
Popeil.
What?
Well, that's what this is about. It's about taking all of the, you know, the confusion and the learning curve out of cooking those, you know, great five-star meals. Because what I've learned in, you know, 20 years of doing kitchen electrics is the more people try and make something easier, the more they load things up with, like, the digital brain and this timer and that timer, and, you know, you're confused before you even start. Ronco's whole thing has always been set it and forget it. So let me show you this machine.
Yeah, do this.
This is called the Ready Grill, and this is designed, you know, everybody now is in such a hurry. Everybody's going so fast. You got kids you're trying to get out the door. You got your 12-hour shifts, you're doing what it is you do, and the first thing that suffers is mealtime. So what this is going to do is it's going to allow you to have those great family meals with none of the fuss, none of the mess, none of the hassle, and really none of the confusion. Now, you're going to load this up with whatever, you know, your steak, your chicken, your fish, your proteins, your vegetables, everything cooks at the same time. So when I drop that in
You know, would meat and chicken cook at the same time?
You know, it depends on the thickness of it. Okay, well, you're going to get a chart and a cookbook. You can do different foods, right? So you're not going to put in a piece of bacon in a 4-inch thick steak and expect it to cook at the same time. But if you've got a likewise thickness of chicken, steak, fish, whatever it is you're going to do, you're about the same time, all right?
You know, I wanted to cook a piece of bacon and a big steak at the same time. So this is out for me.
I'm not going to stop you. Well, the reason for that, and it's good that you brought it up, as soon as you turn this on, now I'm going to say this again, this is Ronco. This is set it and forget it. There isn't even an on button. You turn it to the dial and you walk away. When it dings, it's done. But what that does is as soon as you turn it on, it creates an infrared cooking environment on the inside. And that's why you're able to do chicken, fish, steak at the same time, because what infrared does is it penetrates the exterior of the food and it cooks it slowly as well as the outside and the inside. So you get a steak like this, 2.5 inches thick, in literally 16 minutes. No flipping, no basting, no worrying about it, no nothing.
So it's heating from both sides.
It's heating from both sides. And not just heating from both sides. It's not like a clamshell grill where you have a heating element here and a heating element there. We're creating an infrared cooking environment in here. And actually, if you wander out to the big box stores and you find grills with that infrared buzzword, $100, $200, $300, $400, $500 and up, we're going to come out with our Ronco Ready Grill at
$59.
$59? $59.
Say it ain't
so. We're going to launch it this month on HSN. We're shooting an infomercial next week that's going to air in August, and we're going to be all over retail by fall.
You know what I like about this most of all is living in New York City in a small apartment is that it's vertical, and it doesn't take up a lot of space.
About 4.5 inches of space on your countertop. This takes up less space from your backsplash than your canisters do that hold your sugar and your flour. And what's great about these, and I've said this so many times, no matter how good the food is, it comes out of an appliance that's sitting on your countertop. If it's hard to clean, you're never going to touch it again. Every part of this machine that the food comes in contact with, whether it's the basket, the drip tray, the infrared panels, pops right in the dishwasher. So cleanup's virtually non-existent.
And how many watts does that use? It probably needs its own outlet, right?
About 1,100.
He doesn't know.
That's what I do want to show you. And now it's hard for you to see, but if you look inside here, you want to talk about being over-engineered. Notice how the element at the bottom is glowing red. The one at the top isn't as much. Okay, in order to get even cooking, remember, heat rises. So we've thought of everything in this machine. The top element runs a little bit cooler than the bottom element so that everything is even all the way up. Whatever is going to make mealtime better, easier, faster, we've put in the Ready Grill, and we've done it with one dial.
Amazing. Why do I feel like I just watched an infomercial? You know what? The price point, he just said, it's $59. And you know what? There is a little chef in there, a tiny little chef. And he's just checking all the different elements to make sure they're cooked. Well, no, this is really neat. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
The end of this month, right? We're in June. So
June
this is
23rd on HSN is where we're going to launch the Ready Grill.
Perfect. Dickie Bartolo, Man's Madness Writer, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. We're going to sit here and we're going to eat.
I like the fact that it looks like a meat toaster.
It looks. It does look like
a meat
toaster.
Throw your meat in there, drop it in, set it. And they walk away, they come back, and I wish that I had like a ding, and then it would pop up, you know.
It doesn't do that.
Darn.
And I do remember reading in the little cell sheet they gave me is that the vertical also helps fats drip
away.
Exactly.
Right.
Go down and catch in that little pan at the bottom. So it seems like a good idea. $60 seems like a decent price.
I agree.
I've never come up against a man who does infomercials. You don't have to worry about asking him a question.
No, he went right into that. That was amazing.
He just goes. But
he goes, no, and then here at Ronco, we set it in for
game.
Don't worry about cleaning it up.
Exactly. There's a bit of programming in him because I thought if it was a techie guy, he would know how many watts it took.
Yeah.
I figured to cook meat that thick in 16 minutes,
it must be
using somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 watts. But he said, I don't know about the watts, but let me tell you.
Yeah. There's a I forget which of the books written by Malcolm Gladwell, but they go to Ronco and they talk about the process of making some of, you know, like they talked about the rotisserie and how well it worked and everything. And it was just
making fun of it or that.
No,
it really
Malcolm Gladwell was more like he's a journalist. And so it was for some story. I completely forget now. It's been about 3 years since I've read the book. Knowing Ronco and how I think it was the book Outliers talking about how Ronco had spent so much time selling and doing basically infomercials, but in front of people at fairs and at a booth that. He was super ready to do it on, I forget what story he was trying to talk about, but it was very funny to see him launch into infomercial mode because you know that.
Well, I imagine we're going to be very sick of hearing Mark by the end of August,
right?
Because they haven't even recorded the infomercial yet.
Yep.
But he's the one doing it, and they're probably going to have a fair amount of success with this. And actually, the thing that they're going for is kind of clever, where all there is that the only control on it is that dial on the front.
And
so you get the chart, and you look at what you're cooking.
16 minutes for a steak like that is a very good time savings.
Pretty fast.
Really fast. So, I mean, I cook chicken, and the quickest I can cook chicken is like 20 minutes, or even 25 minutes. It takes a long time.
I think Myra was here. I think she said usually 4.5 hours. I said, Myra, I think that's turkey. She said, oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder I had to call the fire department.
Yeah. So I guess it's time now.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, it's so exciting. We cannot go without that incredibly crafted theme for Chat's Crappy Corner.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chat's Crappy Corner.
So we have a few things to pull out. We have a few props. For this gadget.
Wow,
let's get the, we got some paper towels here just in case.
Okay, it's going to be messy.
There's a lot of water, but I guess we need just a little bit more. And Jeff is telling me that I really should move my laptop. So we got a bucket here full of water. I'm going to go ahead and move my laptop out of the way just in case.
Okay.
Drop some water.
So you're going to submerge your laptop?
Right.
I can't believe it.
So what we are looking at today is actually a phone case. And I've seen phone cases on the market before that help protect your phone in watery situations. If you're, say, be at the beach or near a pool, and so you conceal your phone up inside one of these cases. But one of the problems is, let's say you're on a boat, or in a very, very deep, pool or lake or something like that, and you drop your phone under the water, it'll sink because you pull all the air out of the compartment that your phone is in so that you can touch the phone and hit the buttons. So this helps fix that. So it has two things. One, you seal your phone inside the pouch. So the pouch currently has a little piece of paper of a phone. This is what your phone... This is the tiniest... It's the tiniest little phone I have ever seen. Wow. I mean,
that's that new LG Slim. That is amazing.
To my phone, iPhone. Is that iPhone sized, Jeff? Anyway, we may get an actual iPhone to see if that's the correct. God, it seems so tiny. Anyway, the top of the case just has a normal sort of latch that you would expect on some of these. Here we have an actual iPhone. This is the first gen iPhone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh, it is. This is actually the same size. Don't drop it in the water, is Jeff. Jeff. Yeah, wow. Okay, so.
Well, we're going to drop it in after we do the installation.
The piece of paper is slightly smaller than a normal iPhone, but that's not a big deal. So it comes with the case, and it comes with a little strap in case you want to wrap it around the top of the case and keep it on your person. On the top, it uses these clamps that I've actually seen on other products before as well, where at the top you have two sort of circular clamps.
Right,
you move it from one side to the other, just like that, and then the top will open up. So we actually have a phone here.
Well, wait a minute. What's inflatable about this?
See, I'll show that off in just a second. We do have a phone, and it is a working phone. I want to point that out before we drop it in that it does turn on.
Okay.
So we'll throw this phone inside, and then you close it up, and you lock the top just like that. Pretty simple. And then now it should be waterproof. So we should just be able to drop this in into the bucket right here. I didn't quite get all the air out, but normally you would try to get all the air out. And then this is touch sensitive, so you can open up the phone. We haven't. let me get more information. There we go. Cool. So this is the phone is working here, and we actually haven't activated this one, so it's doing a Sprint update as we talk. But here's the inflatable part. See here at the top how we have one of these little mouth holes?
Oh, yeah.
And same thing on the back. I guess this would be, a place that you'd... Anyway, so the whole case will actually inflate so that if you drop your phone into the lake or whatever, you'll be able to retrieve it because now the outside has been inflated.
Bum, bum, bum.
Let me take
it. Like you're playing a harmonica.
Let me take the phone out of here. It's a little bit. Okay, phone's still dry. That's a good thing. Good sign.
In the hours of rehearsal, I assume that you've got this to inflate. Oh, okay, okay. Is it? It's inflated.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I guess there's just not much room. I was just kind of continuing to try to get this to inflate.
You know, do you have to inflate each side individually? Mm-hmm. Is that why the? Oh, you have to inflate each side. Okay. Okay.
Okay. There we go. Now,
side one.
These are the tiniest little. I don't know what to call them. Blowholes. What?
Sometimes.
Inflation ports. Yeah. So.
Oh, inflation ports.
So
wow.
Now the side of the case is inflated around the edge. It's not very much. There's not a whole bunch of space for air to fit in there, but it is inflated.
Okay.
More than it was before, at least. So now.
Is the case float without a phone?
The case, it was actually floating a tiny bit before. Even though I hadn't inflated the sides, but that was just because I had left air inside. So here, without the phone, the case absolutely floats. So there's that. So let's try to set this phone inside and see
fortunately,
how much.
Fortunately, if it does sink, it will not go down so far that you can't retrieve it.
Right, exactly. So now we have a phone. We can try to push some of the air out of the case. Close that up, and there we go. You can see that we're...
It's still working.
Still
I
working.
See the screen lit, yep. And we have a phone semi-submerged. You know what? You could still pull it out because
we
only inflated one side, right?
The other side, the little thing came undone.
Oh, the portal entrance hole?
Mm-hmm. Man, this is the tiniest little inflation port I have ever seen. man.
You know, you could take it down to the gas station and put a couple pounds
God,
in there.
God, this thing is way difficult. I'm trying to get the stopper in there. Well, yeah, that didn't. I don't know if I would.
What does this little gem sell for?
I had it on my notes, and I set away my computer. Jeff, do you remember?
Oh, it's $5.
$6.
Oh, wait a minute. No wonder you're having so much trouble.
Yeah, this is maybe the least expensive. Yeah, and we have to remember to send it back because they gave it to us to review. No, I'm kidding.
It's $6 and free shipping.
I'm talking about the phone, luckily. $6 free shipping. I have to remove the phone every time I want to try to inflate it because the way that the phone is sitting in here, it presses up against the inflation port.
The inflation.
And so it's really hard to blow air into it. And then also, this is the top of this really gets in the way when you're trying to add air, and then you have to try to close this. The one-way valve isn't working all that great. So you can see that, like, it doesn't quite work with the way my nose is on my face. It's...
Yeah, okay. So if this was your other show, would this be a buy, try, or forget about it?
I gotta say, I think it would be a forget about it. because on top of that, once I was hoping, I mean, Jeff can confirm here, this does not feel inflated. It feels like I haven't done the job right. Like, that does not seem like I have inflated it enough. But you've seen me wrestle and...
Why does Jeff have headphones that are bigger than his entire head?
Those are our wireless headphones so that he can listen. They see how they don't have any wire?
Oh, my God.
The whole studio is wired so he could listen to it while he goes to the kitchen or
anything. Oh, my God. This is a whole new twit.
I got to give this thing a don't buy. This is super difficult.
It's more like a party game.
Okay,
I think,
I've tried to add some more air into it. It just does not, like, that is not satisfying. I want that to stay right at the top. Like, if you're in a lake and only an inch is showing,
well,
and it's black
theory,
on top of that, it's
off the ground, which is all that matters.
It is staying off the ground.
In theory, you could reach in and get it.
Yeah, and it has a lanyard, but also, like, this should be neon green.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That part, you're right.
They do have other colors, Jeff is pointing out. It barely it is staying off of the ground. You know, so that's pretty fine. Yeah. So that is the...
We'll have a new category called I'll Think About It.
I'll Think About It. Or a new category that's $5. You know,
yes,
so why
right.
not?
That's right. It is $6.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway.
It was $6.
And the phone. Oh. Just kidding. This is the Kyocera Hydra. This is a waterproof phone, so that's totally fine.
That was well done. That was very, very well done.
Yeah, so anyway.
Except it isn't.
No, it is. Yeah. Yeah, the Kyocera Hydra is a waterproof phone. Right.
Now, so, you want to take that water and throw it on Jeff because he just passed out.
No, yeah. So if you want to see the review of this, this actually will be on Before You Buy later on. So.
Oh.
There you go. So that is, I don't even remember the name of it. Can you show the Amazon page one more time?
It is the
Abco Tech inflatable waterproof dry phone case plus lanyard for Apple iPhone, smartphone, Samsung, HTC, Sony, Galaxy. Also fits other phones black. You can get that for $5.95 or 59 cents.
$5.99.
And no matter how hard I try, I can never do a product review without making this whole area super messy. There's water and products everywhere. I try every single time, but I just can't do it. But do you know what time it is?
Time for
snack
our second
time.
Commercial?
Snack time, yeah.
Oh, snacky time.
Snack time. This is my favorite part of the show. Our next sponsor is Nature Box, and Nature Box makes anytime snack time. So the idea is that you go to naturebox.com, and you're going to sign up for basically a snack subscription, and then every month a snack box, this Nature Box, will come to your door. And I'm so thrilled with Nature Box because every single one of their snacks are really, really not only tasty, but they have very healthy options. There's never any artificial flavors. There's never any high fructose corn syrup. And everything is just very, very wholesome. And I mean, these are honey macadamia pretzel pops. This is great. You're not going to find weird gelatins or anything inside of your Nature Box. When you're at the site, you can choose between a whole bunch of different options. So if you go to the snacks that are available, there are so many different snacks. You can drill down by type of flavor, like sweet, savory. You can also drill down by dietary needs. So if you need to make sure that it's non-GMO or that it is gluten conscious or nut-free or soy-free or vegan, lactose-free, no sugar added, all of those options are available to you. And, of course, there's never any trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup, and nothing artificial inside of all of these snacks, so you can snack healthy. Nature Box I look forward to my Nature Box all the time. You can order 3, 6, or a 12-month subscription for a special someone. So, who does not like getting a snack as a present, and especially a 3 to 6 to 12 month supply. So head on over to naturebox.com/twit, and there you'll actually be able to get 50% off your first month's box. That's at naturebox.com/twit, and I just head on over to the website, start looking around. I've been just devouring. They have pretzel chips, and we've been getting these, I forget the exact name, but the pineapple, this like these pineapple slices that are dried and just oh my god, these are they're the best, absolutely the best.
I've been having dried a pineapple. Peanut butter and jelly granola bar. Oh,
so good, so good. We have praline pumpkin seeds here, Lone Star snack mix. Hey, from my state, Lone Star State. Ooh, I should try. I haven't tried this one yet. It looks like it has barbecue flavored nut mix with multi seed chips. Oh, so delicious. Ah, I just cannot wait. And they get hand delivered to your door. There, the big, the Big Island pineapple. Ah, this, you have got to try the Big Island pineapple. It is, it's dried pineapple, but I have never tasted pineapple. It's not too, I'm always worried with dry fruit that it's going to be a little bit too chewy or too tough. This pineapple is just so delicious. And, just look at those photos. So good. I've absolutely been devouring the Big Island pineapple. So delicious. So get 50% off your first box by heading over onto naturebox.com/twit. And we thank NatureBox so much for supporting the Gizwiz and for giving us delicious, healthy snacks for us to enjoy. So thank you so much, NatureBox. Cool. I think we should now move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Woo!
And our Gadget Warehouse video of the week is from Greg Sprague, who's Gregor, 1942 in the chat room. And here is Greg's Gadget Warehouse video.
Hello, Dick and Chad. Not really a long time viewer, because I've been watching since the beginning of the year at the Twit Live New Year's Eve party.
Oh, cool.
I want to talk about one of my gadgets from the warehouse that actually I got from another member of the Twit employees. Glenn Rubenstein actually gave me this tablet.
What?
The very first tablet that I owned. It is the HP touchpad, and I have it plugged in because I haven't I do a podcast with him called What We're Watching Weekly. And he mentioned that he on the podcast that he doesn't really use it, and so he gave it to me as a gift because of how reliable I am, and even when he goes off on vacation and stuff. He also included the
cool
I'm wearing in the video. He wrapped the tablet and the case, which, like any nerd, well, like me, I plastered with stickers, including the twit.tv sticker that I put on the case. But yeah, so unfortunately this wasn't one of these touchpads that came with Android. No, this is running WebOS, which I will open up multiple versions, or multiple if anyone has ever used.
Did you catch the name of who gave it to him?
Yeah, it's Glenn Rubenstein.
Oh, Glenn.
Yeah,
oh,
he works
okay.
here at Twit. Yeah.
Yeah, I know Glenn.
It has the card system, very much similar to Apple users.
Yeah, the WebOS interface is really interesting. And I know a lot of people have taken
Apple
these.
User, you know, the card system that they have, that you have now on Apple. WebOS first.
Yeah.
Remember that. See, like this, so you have trying to do things like this, so you can swipe back and forth to cards and stuff. And when Glenn gave me this, it was more of a comic book reader, and that's what I used it for. I read comic books off of here, and I had this up until I think February, until I got this, the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 7-inch edition. And I keep this because, I mean, it's bigger screen, so it's like it's still good for reading tablet or for reading comics. The only downside is it's heavy, and when you're laying in bed, there is the whole danger of
It's smacking your nose.
Fall and knock you out. Smacks you in the face.
Yeah.
And the downside is when I got it, there's a little flap here, and I'm like, is that an SD card slot thing? No, all it is it has the numbers on there that tell you what's.
It's like some model Roku number boxes, and serial number.
Yes, Roku boxes. Some of them have that.
But yeah, it's a great little tablet. It's got a little webcam on there if you want to do Skype, any little video calls or if you want to take photos. It's only got one camera that faces towards you, and it's okay. I didn't pay any money for it. Glenn got it in the fire sale when HP.
Right. They got rid of a whole bunch, like $99.
Tablets.
Yeah.
We make. But yeah, so that is my gadget warehouse. So take care. Bye.
Thank you, Greg.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So Greg is going to get some crap.
Yeah. And
did you have one of those?
I had heard about them. The HP touchpads, it was the first tablet that HP made, and then it ended up being like the last. Well, I don't know if it was the first, but it ended up being the last sort of foray that they had into the tablet market. And then they sold them all, and they sold them all for like $100.
They were originally in for hundreds of dollars, right? Like $500 or $600.
Right.
And I remember I had no use for it, and I finally did not get one, but they were going for $99.
Yeah, yeah. And WebOS is a really fantastic operating system. Unfortunately, there's no apps and not much going on it now that almost no one's developing for it. So very, really cool gadget to have around. Very neat. Yeah. Little piece of almost history with the HP touchpad tablet. So yeah, we'll be sending you some crap and some autographed things and
a Mad Magazine, and we're still looking for videos. If you have a Gadget Warehouse video like Greg gave, that would be great. Or I invented this, or my favorite gadget of all time, or I bought a piece of crap. Well, pretty much anything. 2 to 3 minutes long is perfect. Put it on YouTube. And send us the link, gizwiz@twit.tv. And if it's on the show, you will get stuff. Perfect. You may not want it, but you might get that case. You know, if you have a phone that you don't care about and you won't want to rent it in that non-syncable case,
right?
You very well, that's not big enough to put his his HP tablet in, though, right?
No, or the other Samsung one. But we'll probably clean it before we send it out, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it was in water. It's clean.
Right. I mean, yeah. I made out with both sides, but, it'll be fine.
Celebrity spit.
I'm pretty sure that when it goes in the air, it gets so cold, all the bacteria dies off, so don't worry about it.
I would not worry about it. Worry about it.
Nope. Okay, so moving on to the letter.
From Andres Araya. Hi, guys. I just want to say you have a couple of fans for the Gizwiz from Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
Me and my brother always watch the Gizwiz every week. We think it's one of the best shows on the internet because you guys have great stuff for the show. And it's also very funny. We will keep loving the show for a long time, Andres Araya. And Andres, you know that when the show is on the web, it is probably there forever. So you and your brother have actually made a lifetime commitment.
Yeah.
I do believe it's one of the rules.
Like, if you've watched this episode, you only have 1,470 other episodes to watch.
To go back and watch,
If you've already watched this one, you're at least a percent
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you're 1,670th of the way through the series.
Yeah, so, you got to keep going now. You can't stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. And wow, Costa Rica, that's very, very cool. Well, thanks for sending that in.
Yep, we're going to do, actually, people now who are playing the What the Heck Is It will see for the first time what they're winning, if you want to go to that.
So if you head on over to gizwiz.biz, not only do you get to see the show notes for the whole, for absolutely everything that we covered in the show, but there's also the What the Heck Is It game right over there on the side. Ooh, and that's the,
That is the August issue that you will be playing for.
Wow. Alfred Newman is kind of small in that, he's on the shoulder. Is that the smallest?
He's been pretty small when we have, you know, big graphics on the cover.
Yeah.
Alfred is usually somewhere.
Yeah. I assume that he was on every cover. You never did a cover without him.
You know, I believe there's one cover that he wasn't, and I'll try and find out. I believe, and I forgot the reason why. But normally he's our mascot, and he's but if he's not the central character, he's somewhere to be found.
Right. Well, that's great. That's absolutely great. So make sure you head on over to What the Heck Is It. Now, we are trying to figure out what the heck is that.
Yes, that is the object of that, and you have till the end of this month.
You know, it's something. You know, you have those little. I think they're the dryer. They kind of have like the plastic balls that you throw in the dryer to keep everything.
Oh yeah.
I think this is for your dishwasher though. You throw that in the dishwasher, it bounces around and knocks food off of your dishes and cleans up for you. Yeah,
could be.
That's what it does. Remember that there are actually more magazines for funny, fantastical answers than there are for the correct answers. So get creative, folks, with your answers for the What the Heck Is It game.
Exactly.
And make sure you subscribe to the show for all future episodes at twit.tv/gizwiz. And of course, if you're like Andrea and you need to go back and watch all the other shows, you have over 1,400 episodes to watch. So if you've only watched 20 or 30, you're way behind, and you need to watch all the shows before.
All the shows. And, you know, I just want to make a quick mention, Beatmaster, in the chat room. If you've ever been a guest, a GizWiz chat room celebrity of the week, they have been on Justin TV, but evidently Friday, June 6th, Justin TV is going to erase all the files.
Yeah.
So if you go to bit.ly/gizfizvid, you hopefully can find your video and in some way copy it off and maybe stick it up on YouTube, because some 80, I think 87 videos will vanish this Friday.
So sad. So I wish that they could figure out some way not to do that. The first time I ever played Minecraft, I was streaming with Brian Brushwood, and the only way I grabbed that footage was because they hadn't deleted it yet. And I'm sure that...
How did you grab it? How did you...
There's a few different ways to download the Flash video. I forget exactly which one that I used, but there's also websites, I think, that you can take the URL and plug it in, and then it'll create a download link for you. A lot of them are very slow. A lot of them have a lot of ads. But there are ways to download the video. If you start Googling around, you should be able to find some version.
Someone in the chat room says the NSA will always have a copy.
Right. So, right. Yeah. Just getting it from them is the issue.
If you don't know someone at the NSA, then don't worry about it.
Right.
And Chad, I want to give you a quick update. You showed this last week.
Yeah, I did.
And I found mine. And I want to show you one other feature. We found out that when you turn the light on, let me turn that on, and then when you hold your finger on the button, it will slowly dim. But and now it's not doing it. That's a riot. The dim.
It's really a slow dim. There he goes.
Yeah. Okay. When you that flash.
Yeah.
That means it's at its dimmest, right, and that if you want to go in the other direction, keep your finger on the button. It's very clever. It'll get brighter, brighter, brighter. It'll flash, and that'll tell you that it's at its brightest, and it'll go in the other direction again.
Very cool.
I mean, it is really neat.
I've been using it a lot, actually. The power went out. I've had the weirdest week of power. My charger, I have one at home, it just died. And I didn't know, there was no physical evidence on why it died. I couldn't figure it out. So that was one power issue. And then the whole power in my place went out, and I got a phone call from PG&E. So I used the, and I love that lamp. It's the best lamp.
What did PG&E say? Like, pay your bill?
Yeah. No, they were just like, power's out. We'll fix it in a few hours. And it's just like, oh, okay. Well, thanks, PG&E. Yeah. But yeah, a lamp function in a flashlight is very difficult for some reason. Especially whenever I'm camping, I have to use the Coleman propane lamps because they just put out so much light. And any other LED light, I've never found a very good area lamp. And this lamp seemed to be, it worked so well. It lit up a ton of area and loved it.
Yeah. Great. It's great.
So thanks. Yeah, thanks for that little update.
Okay, it's called the Energizer, and you can find the notes in last week's show on gizwiz.biz.
And that about wraps it up for this episode of the Gizwiz. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.